Final Beaver Fever Friday of the season, BSU men's golfer. Andrew Benson is joining us. First off, Andrew, what's it like being on a team without any seniors on it? Because it's something that I've never quite heard of before.
It's a little bit different, you know. We look to some younger guys for some leadership, which isn't usual. But, you know, it's good because that means we have a bright future and a lot to improve on.
You guys as a collective group are very young. Does that kind of help that you're all kind of in the same boat?
You know, it does. We're learning things together. And, you know, like I said, you know, we're just excited for the future because we know we're all getting better.
You guys only had, three or four meets this spring. Had to go a long way south of here to get those meets in. How frustrating has that been? How hard has it been to get all your classwork done, too, when you've been gone for so much?
It's a little frustrating. You know, when we get to the places we need to go, it's, you know, it's go time, and we need to be competing, and that's tough because we don't have any practice time to really focus on getting better. So it's tough to post good scores consistently when you know you don't have much practice time.
A split season like you guys have, where part of your schedule is in the fall and then you take the break for the winter and you come back in the spring, is odd as well. What's that downtime like in the winter? What sorts of things do you guys do, and how much and how often are you guys working on golf?
You know, we take a little time right after the season to, you know, focus on our schoolwork, get that up to speed, and then midwinter we're working out and hitting balls into cages and hitting them into simulators. So we're still working on our game quite a bit during the winter, but we like to focus that time as well on making sure our grades are up to par.
No pun intended there?
No pun.
John Hofftall led you guys in scoring for most of the season. How much does the rest of the team learn from him, and what kind of a leader is he? Quiet leader, vocal leader, what kind?
He's a pretty quiet leader. He doesn't speak very much, but, you know, his actions make up for it. You know, he's by far our best player right now, and, you know, we're all striving to be like him, and he's been very consistent this year as well, which is huge for a team that needs some consistency.
It's pretty much a roll of the dice every week as to who's going to be traveling, correct? I mean, you guys haven't had five guys that have really stepped forward and said we're going to be, you know, the top five all the time, correct?
A little bit correct, yeah. We have, you know, some, like, four main guys that have been traveling most of the time, and we're kind of a short roster right now. We don't have very many guys that can actually compete because we have some redshirt freshmen and some other guys that dropped out after the first semester, but, you know, that last spot is definitely open for whoever wants to take it.
What sorts of things do you personally need to get done this what's left of the spring and the summer to get you ready again for next year?
Just focus on that short game. That's huge. When, you know, everyone can hit their drives into the fairway, but getting up and down around the greens is huge at this time of the year just because it's hard to practice. But if you can get it up to speed quicker, you're going to have a big advantage on the competition.
How much are you looking forward to playing on courses that are green and greens that are nice and flat?
I'm very excited. You know, I just want to get out there and hit a million balls. We haven't been able to do it, and it's frustrating.
Enjoy the off season.
Thank you very much.